Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Did you know that over 600,000 Americans lost their jobs last month? Over 2 million since the November elections? Now, if you're in that boat, maybe it's time that you start your own business. If you can produce a product or a service that someone wants to buy, there's really nothing that should be holding you back. To get the ball rolling, here are three steps to help you turn your business ideas into a reality. And this is from Entrepreneur.com. Number one, take inventory. List your skills, experiences, and the resources that you'll need to get started. If you're lacking something, you may need to take a class or find some way to gain the necessary experience. Second, put it in writing. Define your business idea in just a simple sentence or two. This will help you discuss your idea with potential partners, advisors, or customers. And finally, do your homework. The internet probably holds all the information you need to become an authority on your business idea, so simply start Googling. The more you know, the faster you'll clear away the obstacles every entrepreneur faces when launching a new business. And here's a bonus tip. Find a few people who aren't afraid to give you honest feedback about your business plan. Maybe it's someone who's in a similar business, but they're located far enough away that you're not their competitor. Who knows? You might even have some ideas that could help them as well. At My Money Life, we do want to help you make and manage money wisely, especially through a tough economy. I hope you'll take a few moments and find out more at crown.org.
You've been listening to My Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about My Money Life or Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.